Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. As always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Once again, this Wednesday, 5 to 7, we are hosting myself and Brother Nate Muhammad, the program of the Halal Industry, Do For Self. And we are thankful for those who, as I always say, hear this message today, or if they hear it later from some other source. The goal is, can we spread the message? We have work to do as a people. And I like to reference that today I am working to speak from our unity proves growth by Allah's permission. Our unity proves growth. And this is not seen as a child. This is seen as an adult. When I said this like that, I'm not even talking about a physical child. I'm saying one that think like a child. We got men, we got women who think like children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't want to be responsible. Muslims, Christians, Jewish, atheists, regardless. African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Oriental, Asian, any go through the same problems. I'm saying that for a reason, because what I'm speaking to today is our job today is the same as anyone else's and has always been. We were tricked as a people. That first shipload or first few shiploads of slaves that were brought here, and I don't even know the number, maybe in the millions, maybe in the 100,000s. But regardless how many were brought here to be slaves, whether it was the first bunch or the last bunch, they served here, and we know that history. Do we know every piece? No, we know enough of it, though, to know that that should never happen to any human being. We find that some don't want us to know it. Some look at us and will say to the African-American, descendant of slaves, why y'all don't forget that? Why don't you truly apologize? It's easy to forgive it and forget it if you apologize. But if you don't apologize, why should we forget it?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be that. Oh, brother, that ain't the way the Muslim is. If you're looking at most Muslims right now, they ain't none of them the way they is or the way they should be. And what I mean by that, we learned in the Nation of Islam here in America to do for self. We didn't come together and build certain things, but we worked to build community life. Most of it was done in the temple. Most of our gathering was done in the temple. But we learned something. And we continue to learn. The baby that's born learns something, grows up to be a young child, learning something, teenager, learning something, right on through to adulthood, learning everything that's necessary. And for us, we have to look back, us as a people. I'm not talking about one, two, three of us or whatever the case may be, any particular one of us. We've been kind of duped out of what Allah wants from us. Do we need anything from us? No, he don't need nothing from anything. But what does he want from us? He wants us to stand up. Allah wants us to prove. He's not, he's been proving it. He can just move a thing whenever he wants. He wants us to prove to ourselves faith works. That if we just try and have faith in what we're trying to do, and we won't try long. You know, you try, and then when you accomplish, from that point on, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't just trying no more.
Yeah.
Those of us came, that's right, those of us who came through the Nation of Islam, we seen it done.
You done it.
Some of us before the Nation of Islam, we've experienced things in our society, in our community, and those particular things made it so we would find in an experience how to live the rest of our life. Every human being goes through that. Look at the world. Nobody does life, I should say, living by themselves. And I don't mean just a husband and a wife, just a father, mother, and children, way Allah has spelled it out. I'm saying more so just the growing, the educational piece. We don't do it by ourselves. Maybe once upon a time it was somewhat like that. I don't think so, because I do believe even in those areas where there was no school and families just before there were schools and families just grew up together, I believe there was some kind of educational teaching or learning experience given to the child as they grew up. If it wasn't no more than the father walking out and taking the son with him to show him how to go pick some food, find some food in the fields. Might not have been his farm. Might have been just land. But he had to find a way. When we look at, did he get an education? Maybe not. But today, you and I, we have everything. We have the ability to put our children today in college, and it don't have to be their college. It could be our college. When I mean ours now, I don't mean just black. I mean the Muslim community, those of us who came from the Nation of Islam, those of us who followed Imam W.D. Muhammad. We have to establish our University of Islam, our Sister Clara Muhammad schools, our universities, our colleges, just like everybody else. Why? It is necessary for us to pass on what we have. Right now, you look across the country, we're all moving. I mean, we're moving. We're alive. But it's like a dead letter. A letter there that you're supposed to be putting together, read or whatever, but it's like a dead one. No life is in it. And believe me, I know we're doing things all around the country. But there's also something in front of us that holds us up like it holds other people up. Our confidence has to come from the Quran, no question. If Allah says he's created us to do certain things, who was he talking to? A particular skin color? A particular gender? A particular age? No. The healthy is not the ones who get sick. He's talking to the whole of humanity. And he talks to them in their language. Today, 2023, the only way a group of people don't have Quran in their language, they're not using any kind of books, any kind of material to speak their language to anybody else. And I don't believe that exists. I believe right now in every corner of the earth, whatever someone's speaking, someone else have books for them to read. Someone has the things that's necessary for them to understand scripture, whether it be by way of Christians, whether Jewish, Islamic, or any other kind. Study or push toward there's a creator of all of us. Our effort, though, we've been there. I can say through history, when we look back, we've been there. When we look at the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by the permission of Allah, showed us how to build together. But too many of us look at others to be models for us. May not be nobody that's on this, that hear this message. Everyone that hear this message may not even go that way. But there's still too many of us. And it's harming us in growth. To be easily influenced is almost childish. To be influenced by something else other than yourself is like being a child. A child don't know. Our experience through history shows that we picked up a pattern from our fathers and our mothers, brothers and sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts, you know, the family tribe. Some didn't have their big family around them that much, but they saw neighbors, and they built together like they were a family because they lived in the same neighborhood. You and I, though, in the 60s, I didn't come to the Nation until 1969, coming home from Vietnam. And there were many who was there that had already been there since the 30s, including the leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, including Farad Muhammad, even though we didn't see him that regular. Imam Muhammad pointed him out in the audience one day after he became the leader himself. We got pictures here in Philadelphia, in one of the places, one of the messages is open still today, Kuba Masjid, but it was called the International Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Farad Muhammad is a picture that's down at the Islamic Museum, not too far from the same masjid, not too far from Philadelphia Masjid. Picture with Farad Muhammad sitting in the audience with the believers. Sitting in, I think it was the front, first or second row, but either way, sitting there. So it wasn't like other people didn't see him or didn't know him also. And may Allah bless him, forgive him, have mercy on him for the good works he did. What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, we don't know it. We wasn't there, but we believe it. So we ask Allah to put him in paradise. We ask Allah to definitely put Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, and the many workers from back then Put them in paradise. Forgive them their shortcomings. And all of us, we have enough if we just work together to change the ugliness of this world. It's not a handful of us. It's a bunch of us that actually can influence by the word. Allah causes it to multiply. We show the right picture, Allah multiplies that. And when I say show it, I don't mean show it to Allah. Allah knows it. Allah knows if we're going to do it. One of the major components of a right picture is our unity. And that's where we're lacking at the most. Somebody want to be in control. Somebody want to sell us out. Let somebody else come and be in control. We almost don't even, some of the messages you go to, the believers are pleading to hear somebody from among ourselves. And that's not just African-American. But sometimes the African-American sounds like somebody else, like he belongs to some other people. We, through Islam here in America, we demonstrated growth. Once upon a time, there was no Clara Muhammad School. There was one University of Islam when I came in the nation. One actual setting that was as a school, and that was in Chicago. And if there was another, I wasn't aware of. Yeah, we had a University of Islam in Philadelphia, over top of the temple, in a classroom. One time over, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been over a state store or across the street from the state store. That's where it was. You know what I mean? Back some time ago. Things that can be built by us, we fail because we don't unite. And I'm talking the same group, that body of people who was once upon a time unified across the country. Go to any city and you go to that body of people, you will hear the same message. You'll see the same kind of movement, activity towards building something that's good for us and our people. Allah gives us a message to build with. And it may start off just for us, seemingly, but others will be attracted to it. And they'll want to live like that. They may not want to say they want to be Muslims. And why can't Christians follow the example of Muslims while they're still Christians? Allah says he gave every message. He didn't just give the message of Islam. He didn't just give Christianity. He didn't just give Judaism. And he says to each that he has given it, he's given the same message. He's God alone. Have no partners, and we should serve him. We should worship him. Do we need it? No. It strengthens us. It's like eating food. You try a few days, don't eat, and see what you pass out somewhere else. Wish you could pass out. God gives to us the same energy spiritually. And I'm sure, I ain't talking to people that don't know that. But we got to realize that we have to put that back. Working together, building. This may not be the year that we build, but we should be tying together on different messages. I'm talking about the model community. But everybody don't have to be the model community. Talk about the model community. We need to build, rebuild in every city that we live in. The thinking is no longer, in many places, for God. For the selfishness of whoever's the leader, competing against someone else. And that holds us back. And when I say leader now, I don't mean just the imam or the preacher, but by not letting people breathe, we don't let the leadership in the body, within the community, exercise enough strength to build something that could be used by the masjid, could be used by the temples, the churches. But we're all suffering. I'm talking about us as the African-American descendant people. We're all suffering the same thing. We ain't working together. Why is it not a clear message going across the country to stop the killing? We don't own no, we don't, well, I ain't going to say we don't own no guns, but we don't make them. We don't make gunpowder. But we're having the highest amount of dead people than anyone else. And yes, others are killing themselves, but that don't make me happy to see that. I like everybody to stop killing each other. Because if our young continue to kill each other, I think I'm repeating what someone else said the other day, and that is 20 years from now, maybe a little longer, maybe a little earlier, there'll be no young children. They'll all wipe themselves out right now. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, here in Philadelphia, you got somebody shoot a few people, they got a Muslim name. Ones they got shot, for the most part, they got a Muslim name.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this kind of foreign-type Islam being given to us.
Mm-hmm.
When I say foreign-like, I mean exactly that. That our young are taken from outside rather than taken from within. In the nation, we were not taught to, even the other movements that had claimed to be Islamic. Father Divine, Daddy Greats, Noble Drew Ali, we didn't disrespect them, and they didn't disrespect us.
Right.
Every now and then, I'm selling paper on the corner, somebody will come up and say, Farhad Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad was under Noble Drew Ali. And I said, well, the Honorable, I didn't even have to correct them. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farhad could have been there, but look at the success we have, and then you're not having that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I try to give them something to think about. Why you keep boasting about that? We didn't move on and start. You hardly hear about them. I didn't call Noble Drew Ali a name or, you know, any of them. And some of the brothers did do it. Some got into fights about it, but it wasn't necessary. But today, we look at it, we're not working and showing that energy as in unity, with a message that will actually tell us, let's grow together. Let's grow together. Let's build masjids. Don't build masjids first. I mean, if you get sitting there and you got a big pot of money or you got some land and that's what you want to do first, fine. Build something to eat from first. Business, that's right. Build business. Give jobs to some of the same people that's among us that need a job, or some of the neighboring family members or otherwise that can use that. The halal industry, our interest is, and we got a rumble here in Philly, just like you got it out there wherever you're at. You may not be engaged in it. In Philly, there are people in the system who have been taking property from people. This has been the delay here. And we don't have money coming in from nobody. We haven't asked anybody for money, you know, the believers. When we started, we knew that we can get grants. We pay taxes. So grants should be there for us. Some that you have to pay back, some that you don't pay back. Grants and loans. But there was someone with us hungry for our property and been tying us down, working in the city. It ain't the city. It's the person working in the city, trying to get us, I guess, frustrated. And we'll turn around and just give up the property for some cash. I was offered some cash, some sizable cash. I had to ask the people, what am I going to do with that? Put that in my pocket? It was a nice piece. I mean, I can tell you it's $5 million. Just paid it off, talking to the people that we brought it from. And they offered to buy it. They weren't going to buy it. Their friends working down in Delaware Avenue near the river offered, told them to offer me $5 million. I asked them, what am I going to do with that? Put it in my pocket? If this thing is done right, we set it up right, this will actually create millionaires. We will create businesses. One of our first goals is use one-fifth of the profit each week towards putting people in business or helping them with their own business. Help what people? We ain't going to be racist and biased, but we're going to make sure we take care of ourselves first. One day we'll be strong enough to give to anybody. And when we give to anybody, loan that is, because we have to have it back so we can lend it to someone else. I can lend to somebody once a month, and they paying it back every 3 months. And every 3 months, I have a little extra to help somebody else. So it's not like, oh, here's a gift that you don't have to get nothing back. No, let's help other people. Our community of Muslims, and particularly those of us that are descendants of Africans, African-American descendants of slaves, excuse me, we have to do something for ourselves. Name someone. This is why I said what I said in the beginning, unity. What people have made it without unity? None.
Try to be unity.
Got to have it. As a matter of fact, try to jump up in the morning without your body being unified with itself. Allah said to the angel Jibril, tell Muhammad, look into the creation, then look into yourself. Meaning it's created in the same form. It works together. It works better together. My body jumps up in the morning. It ain't saying, well, you know you're old. It jumps up just like I was young.
That's right.
I pop up, get busy, and do what I need to do. So Allah has given that to us, but he's given it to us also to see why are we not as productive as others. Once upon a time, he said some of the people coming from other lands, coming into America. America give them some money. No, America don't give them the money. They work together. Just like we used to do coming from the South. My father, his brothers came from the South, and families came from the South, living with us till they can get on their feet.
Put their pennies together.
That's right. What, they didn't have dollars. That's but they put them together, that change or some the $1 bills,
that's
yes.
Right. Yeah.
But today, people can come in, and some of our young, look at them. Some of our older ones, look at them and say, yeah, that's why they're successful. They work together. You forget. We did that first. Coming out of slavery, coming to the North, leaving the South. Family used to come up to stay in Philly until they can get there on their feet. I remember they stayed in our house. They stayed in some of the other relatives' house. So we don't have to do that now. We don't have to move and displace because we live all over the country. But what we got to do is work together, come together. Open businesses so our children can even see. My father had businesses. It's hard for a child that got something, worth something, to grow out of that and want to destroy it. But if he has nothing, he's trying to find his way and may find his way in the wrong on the wrong side of the street because so many got records. We got to see ourselves that everything that anyone else has done, particularly in America, we can hear it from a distance and recognize it. But we're right here in America with it. There's not a state that we're not in. So we should be working together. And again, I'm not talking about let's just pull money together. No, we got to come together. We got to have ideas working together. Allah, if he needed us to pray all day, he'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Pray sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was told when he came down from the heavens and stopped and spoke with Moses, go back. He told you to do 50 prayers, go back. Go back and ask Allah to be merciful. Don't put 50. He said, I know my people were stubborn. Muhammad the Prophet, according to the reading, went back. And came back with 5 prayers. And those 5 prayers are worth 50.
Five daily prayers
are worth 50. Each one of them stands for 10.
That's right.
So we got the strength in prayer. But if Allah wanted us to pray every moment, he can command it and we'd have to do it. He wants us to build. He wants us to trust him to the point to know that we can build just like anybody else. Once upon a time, we couldn't read and write. At that time, whatever we were called, they called us the big N-word a lot. But the African-American, the descendants of slaves, that went from slavery to slavery, could not read.
They called us Negroes.
Yeah, that's right. They call it that too, Negroes. Yeah, yeah. When they wasn't insulting.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's a lesson. It's history for us. There's nobody on earth as a people, nobody, who suffered what we've suffered. And Allah has allowed us to come through that. He wants us to be an example. If you don't do what you're supposed to, if you don't do with it what you're supposed to do, I'll take it from you and give it to someone else. Today is our day.
Mm.
It's been given to us.
Mm.
Wherever you at,
mm.
brother, sister, young, old, we have to work for unity. We have to work to get our youngsters to stop killing each other. We don't need no guns. You ain't a police officer. What you want with a gun? Go in the military if you want. Learn to shoot. But don't take no gun that even if you don't use it, someone can lock you up for having an unlicensed gun in your possession. Then you got a record. You don't need that. Records change the mind, usually, of the person. Because you recognize that after a while, certain incidents anyway, you're cut out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You go to try to get a job. You ever been arrested? Yeah, I've been arrested. What you been arrested for? Well, I had a gun. No, you can't work here. No, that's a felony. Thank God I don't believe we're filling the jails up every day. Thank Allah for that. But at the same time, we have to pass something to them. We've been extra blessed, if you can take it that way. Coming through the nation, still alive, to ask if we die right now, we've had heaven, especially when we think about our forefathers, those who were in slavery. And we have something to pass to the young. And it don't look so attractive right now. And that's because we ain't working together. But it was very attractive in the 60s. Very attractive. It was attractive coming into the 70s, but the 70s is when poison started pouring all over the country into the temples. And that poison was drugs. That poison was many of the wrong things. That's why Allah tells us to be obedient. Do what he calls us to do. But Allah doesn't take his favor away from us. We can still work with his favor. We need to build, as I stated, with the halal industry. I slaughtered. I sold meat. I went up and down the highway, really. I did much in Philadelphia and South Jersey, but I went in the Delaware Valley. That's right. Went other places, Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Georgia, went a number of places. Working to sell the meat, went up north, you know what I mean? So all these things that's done, that's me working to start something that actually will be industry, the start of industry. Producing the kind of wealth that we can actually become our own bank. And I, as I say to others from time to time, I know if we're successful, there are other people that's waiting to do the exact same thing. They just haven't thought of it. They just haven't seen it done. We have to be the ones that step out and help our people with knowledge, et cetera. We need schools that teach in a way. And not only do we come up Islamic in our faith, worshiping Allah always, but come up as a normal person recognizing our civil duty. Our children should grow up knowing that they could be the president. I did. My father told me at 10. I was approximately 10, might have been 9, but he told me. Yes, son, he told me. I said I read something. I'm just a child. And I said, Dad, I can do what he's doing. And he said, yeah. And I didn't know what Thomas Jefferson was. But as I grew a little bit and got a chance to think over what he said, he was telling me I could be the president. He wasn't just telling me I could read. He knew I could read. So we gotta do the same thing for our children, our grandchildren. Too many of them, we're losing them. We got to build industry to the point that we're making things. We're in the market that sells around the world, export and import. Our leadership is necessary. We recognize this society almost want somebody like Trump back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard his vice president, but he spoke very clear. Get a chance, listen to that, CNN
Pence.
Or whatever. Yeah, Pence. Pence spoke very clear that we can't have a person like Donald Trump. He didn't beat him up. He just told the truth. You know, compared to many who just act like they're scared to even breathe, they've made him a guy.
They probably got something on.
Yeah, they said he probably got something on him. That's possible. Well, then we don't need that kind of person in front of us. That, you know, we have to know that. But we have to be those who see ourselves doing things in a way that help our people rather than hurt them. And if we do it properly, we win every time. So let's take a PSA right here.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360, Nate Muhammad. I'd like to read from the Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 71 to 77. One day, we shall call together all human beings with their respective imams, those who are given their records in their right hand will read it with pleasure, and they will not be dealt with unjustly in the least. But those who were blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter, and most astray from the past. And their purpose was to tempt thee away from which we have revealed unto thee, to substitute in our name. They will certainly have made thee their friends. And had we not given thee strength, thou would nearly have inclined to them a little. In that case, we should have made the takes an equal portion of punishment in this life, an equal portion in death. And moreover, they will have found none to help them against us. Their purpose was to scare thee off the land in order to expel thee. But in the case they would not have stayed therein after thee except for a little while. This was our way with the messenger we sent before thee. Thy will find no changes in our ways. Surely the Lord speak the truth.
All right, thank you, Brother Nate. Assalamu alaikum, once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal from Halal Isri. Do for self. So as I was saying, we have an experience, all of us. Those of us particularly who came through the Nation of Islam, we have an experience to build. Some of us may be a little deeper in it than others,
but we came into a message to do for self. It is 2023. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he passed in 1975. So we got the better part of 50 years, a couple more years, 50 years, not even a full 2 years, a year plus, some months. We have before us that he was here teaching us and then been gone. And as a body, we have to look at, yes, we grew. We grew. We grew in knowledge. We grew in insight. But we have not supplied ourselves with the needs that other people do. When I first was slaughtering in 95, I took a person by the name of Glazer, Mr. Glazer, would call me every day. He was the head of ShopRite in Philadelphia. He's now, I think, in Jersey, but either way, he was the head. He still got a couple of Philly. So he called me every day until he finally caught me. I took my meat up to him, sat down and talked with him, took a box or a case of meat, various types, sausages, hot dogs, breakfast food, bacon, steaks and things of that nature. And, you know, so he can look at what we had. And he looked at it and he said, look, I can see just the way it is. I know meat. And I can see you got quality meat there, quality product. Anyway, we did business. He was a person that showed his interest to the point that he said, look, I don't want to just bring your meat in. I'll pay for it for you to bring people, Muslims, into work and let them handle the halal. Then he took me around the store to show me how he buys material for every nationality. Mm. He said, I do this for the Orientals, but they don't come in. They got their own. I do this for the Hispanics, but they don't come here. They got their own, you know what I mean? Now, what's wrong with that? Nothing. It's really good that he does it for them just in case they need something of their own culture, so to speak. They don't have to, you know, run all downtown. If they jammed up, they can go by him and get a few pieces. But point is, I'm saying, the man was opening the door to supply for everybody, and he opened the door for me. Now, what caused a person to do that? One, it could be to make money, but it's also to just prove that you're serving the people in the community. We need to serve somebody in the community. And the first ones that we should serve is ourselves. We should be having industry change for us, change something for us every year. Once we're on our way to doing it, you may be doing meat this year. Once you got it locked down, you're doing it from now on. We may be doing cars the following year. Lock it down. We got a few car dealerships that sells cars. But we got a manufacturing plant that makes cars. Why can't we make phones? And somebody might say, well, you can't do it. Don't you know we got African Americans that work in every field and they can bring their trade and their skills to work for themselves? All we need to do is find those who are confident that they can do it and back them. Well, that's what we want to do with the halal industry. We want to take some of our profits. And first, number one, help those that's in business or those who want to go in business. As I've said before, I put people in business, put money up to put people in business before that. And I was on the wrong side of the street making money then, so it didn't really go nowhere. But what I found is that's not the best way to do it. For me to look at somebody and say, look, let me put you in business. The best way is to find out, do you want to go in business? And if you do, what you want to do and prove me you got those skills. Then when you support the person, you support them and what they do, not what it looked like they do. So I learned something. I mean, I'm speaking about experience. We have the experience living in society that we should be doing everything that everybody else is doing, and that includes taking care of ourselves, opening up businesses to the point that we can give our own jobs. Look at most people that come in our neighborhood and open their business. They don't even give one of us a job to sweep. Hmm. Once upon a time, at least, the Caucasian will tell you, come and sweep. You can sweep the trash up. You can put the trash out. You can stock the shelves even. But today, you can't do it. You
they
know what I'm saying?
They said that because they didn't think you were intelligent enough to do anything.
That's right. They put you to work. They get labor work.
Yeah.
So, but today, they're in our neighborhood, and I'm not saying get mad at them. They're doing for self. The worst thing we could do is don't do nothing for ourselves but get mad at somebody else that they won't do for us. No, we have to be those who trust that Allah did not leave us out. Now, if Allah left us out, then we got a problem. But he did not leave us out. In slavery, we couldn't build for ourselves. But today we can. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was in the leadership, here, alive, we was able to build. The message was do for self. And many of us got involved in different things. Many. So we recognized that that could be done. Then all of a sudden, we wind up taking on the message from overseas. We're going to be Muslims like the Muslims overseas. You got to be yourself. And, oh, Brother Imam, you sound like you want to divide us. Dude, we need to be divided.
We
need to be, that's right. As a people, we need to separate ourselves from others and recognize that we got to build for ourselves.
That's right.
We can trade with anybody. There's a brother, I'm waiting until he come back. He was in Florida or Georgia, one of the southern states, and came up before he went back to his country in Africa. He wanted to do business so we could do trade across the water.
Mm.
That, what's wrong with that? He looked like me. He's African. I'm an American. Well, I ain't American. Stop being so foolish. Allah made us American. White man slavery did not make us American. Allah made it so we came to these shores from wherever we came from. Even if we didn't come from back here, back from way back then when slavery started. All of us, every child of Adam was placed where Allah wanted them to be. And whatever the name of that country was, whatever language was used, that's what they were. You lived in the mountain, you was a mountain man.
Mountain man.
He was in the valley, he was valley people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, but in all sincerity, we got our title, we got our names, we got our position as human from Allah. He made male, male, and he said they're not different. I mean, they're not alike. They're both different, talking about the male and the female. How to produce. And he even make it clear, the male is not like the female, and the female is not like the male.
Right.
We got to see that Allah is telling us how we should be. This thing today, a lot of things about homosexuality, I've always said, we shouldn't hurt them, they're human beings, but we can't condone what they're doing. They want to walk down the street and here in Philly all my life, even as a youngster. My father told me this. You're a homosexual, may I walk by? I speak, hey, brother. Now, I met one that could rumble. And I had to ask him, what made you be like that? This was when I was a teenager. What made you be like that? Because all the people that was in the house, we had a place where the gang would go and, you know, play cards, eat, and all that kind of stuff. And he'd come in, and I never knew he was like that because he's, you know, looked like a tough guy. To rumble, I know he could rumble. I believe we never fought. I believe he could beat me, but I knew he couldn't beat my cousins. I knew that. You know what I mean? But one day they told me about it, and I said, well, I'm going to ask him. Oh, man, don't ask him. He might get mad. Well, I got to ask him. You told me he's dead, and I asked him. I said, excuse me, you a homosexual? I don't remember. I might even say, you a faggot? I wasn't trying to be insulting.
No,
this wasn't no term back in the game, back then. But I wasn't insulting him, but I was asking the question. I said, what made, and he told me he was. He liked men. And I asked him, what made you be like that? So he said whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had news in the group. He never said anything else about that. We went on about our business. He pop up sometime, but who, you know, and the rest of them, they were surprised. Man,
that's
I wouldn't ask them. That's all. You know what I mean? But we look at them today. People are benefiting today off of what was the rights to get us out of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even got paid yet for those who want reparation. But other people is building that they should be treated like humans to be what they want to be. Yes, let them be what they want to be. Group of imams from another association we were talking, the Majlis, group of imams together years ago. One of them said, yeah, the prophet said, run them off the hill. I said, no, he didn't say that. So they said, no, brother imam. I said, listen, man, Allah showed us what he did with them with a lot. My father used to read it to me as a child. And I had asked him almost every time he read it, Dad, why they like that? First, I think I was probably asking, why did he kill him? You know what I mean? Put that brimstone on him. But then after a while, I, why they like that? And, you know, my father would just say what he said. You know what I mean? He didn't insult him. He didn't curse. I never heard him curse or anything like that. So common sense is they human beings. And for these imams, I told him, no, he didn't do that. He showed us he had a messenger, a prophet right there. Lot. And the only one that got out was most of Lot's family. His wife didn't get out.
Mm.
Why didn't his wife get out? Some said she probably was a homosexual. My father told me no. She was a sympathizer. Allah didn't show that in the Bible or Quran. He didn't show she was going one way or the other. It's more so that she was a sympathizer. Telling us don't sympathize. Don't beat them up. Don't hurt them. Don't laugh at them if they get hurt. They're human beings. So myself, I tell people, I ask one question. How do you feel about God? How do you feel about Allah? Now, if they tell me we don't believe in God, the conversation's over. I ain't got nothing to talk about. But if they say it, which I only all my life only had one or two that actually respond, not that I was around so many of them, but it wasn't that many I asked, but, you know, if they respond, they believe in God, I ask them what do they think about the story of Lot. But that's all about those who are homosexuals. He destroyed all of them and told Lot's wife. I mean, told Lot, don't worry about her. She ain't going to make it. She's a sympathizer. So now, am I saying anything against them? No, I'm just saying use our heads. Yeah, if they want to violate what God says as a disbeliever, fine. Don't harm them. That's on them. Allah didn't tell us nowhere to harm them. He didn't tell them, no. Some people got it in their heart they want to harm them. No, we're not created to destroy people. You know what I mean? We're created to be examples, to get rewards for being a good example. So the good example is, hey, for me, I'm comfortable. I see one coming and he want to speak to me. I can't say, hey, girl, how am I going to say that? I got a wife. When I was away, it was one. They had somebody, I'll take you in the cell and show you what I got. But if you take me in the cell and pull your clothes, I'm a key. They got me shipped out of there the next morning. But the bottom line is, he took that back. You know what I mean? I ain't asking to look at nothing on you.
Mm-hmm.
You laying out here and all these guys whistling at you, I'm letting them know. You're in a county jail looking at a man. You might get bailed out tonight or tomorrow. You're looking at a man. You know what I mean? And, you know, just we can't just let everything go, but we don't have to be the real disturber. We ain't got to be the devils in the way we stop things. You know what I mean? I don't have no hatred for nobody, but I've got to ask, how do you see God? How do you see Allah? And if you say you don't believe in him, okay, no conversation. No. But if you say you believe him, do you know the story of Lot?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to handle nobody. You know, Allah gave us everything we need. Look right in that Quran. Look in the, you're a Christian, look in the Bible. You know what I mean? And this is for us, Muslims. We got people coming from overseas telling our younger people, males and females, that God says, Allah says in the Quran, that Christians are Catholics. We got to straighten that up. Allah says nearest to us in faith, in Quran, is the Christian. So why would we say that? Now, we were Christians, but we came to Islam. They were something before Muhammad the Prophet. So no, you ain't a Catholic. You don't know.
So we have to help them see also. And we don't have to fight Christians. You know, we all got Christian family. We don't have to fight them about religion. Allah says, sit down and have a conversation. And let that conversation be a mutual conversation. Talk about things that's common with you. Say God a lot. Because it makes it easy when I'm talking to somebody, they don't think I'm trying to alienate them. I know Allah is God. Allah know I know he's God. You know what I mean? But if I'm talking to someone, I'm following some directions he already gave me. Sit down on what's coming. They hear the word Allah, they run away from you. Am I hiding it? No, I'm not hiding. I'm doing what Allah says. Have a sensible conversation. You know God don't want you to do that, brother. Yeah, yeah, the preacher said that the other day in church. I ain't no enemy of a Christian. I ain't no enemy of no human being unless he comes to do something to me or do something to my family. But we have to find ways to come together across the country in our little cities, our townships, wherever, and build businesses, feeding ourselves. Come to your town. You don't have no restaurants for us to eat at. Where are we going to eat at? McDonald's all the time? You know what I mean? Kentucky Fried or one of those. Yeah, we need businesses that we can establish across the country that when you hear it, you know they're the Muslims. Now, yes, when you hear halal, they know it's the Muslims. Many of them know it's Muslim. But how many of them that are Muslim is us? As I said, read Google. And that's in the Google thing, settings. How much beef, lamb, goat, whichever, poultry, do them separate if you want, that's halal is sold in America? They're in the billions of dollars per year. And it ain't ours. And it should be ours. But even if they're our Muslim brothers from overseas, you mean they are able to get more out of the wealth here to do for their people than we can and we've been here all this time? No, and it's just a natural thing. Feed yourself. Do for yourself. And that do for yourself means not just eating. I mean building homes, building schools, making cars. Get in the business of industry. Like I said, when I was talking to the imam in 95 about the slaughtering and processing and running up and down the highway trying to market what I had, I told him, I said, brother imam, I learned. Halal is not just a business. I said, you could do business, halal business. I said, it's an industry. I said, we do this right, we can build economics, and that economics would be for our people. I quoted right then the piece in the Bible where Allah says to Moses, strike the rock. There'll be 12 tribes. And strike the rock, 12 springs will gush forward, and each tribe will know their spring. And it ain't food. I mean, my father told me as a youngster reading the Bible. That's saying, son, that everybody had their way to live, to take care of themselves. So it's things that's right there in front of us that we're reading and we're not utilizing. You know what I mean? We talk a lot about praying. I pray we praying to build something.
I'm just praying for sound. Yeah.
I go to some messages, not intentionally listening for this, but I hear it sometimes. I hear the competition from week to week of the Arabic. And what goes to my mind is the temptations, the spinners, miracles, the impressions. In other words, the battle of the groups. Want to see who sound the best. This ain't what Islam is about. If you don't never be able to say an Arabic word, Islam is not about just Arabic. And Allah has made it so we can do today what couldn't be done in the time of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. He told the Prophet. He said, tells us in the Quran, teach the people in their language. So they don't have an excuse to say they didn't understand. So every people today got a Quran in their language. People that are speaking Arabic are handicapped to even teach those who speak another language. But they don't, if they don't know another language, they can't speak it. They're handicapped. But Allah gave all of us, he said, I made you different, gave all of us a language, gave us all a place to live, to identify by, gave us everything to work together, to work and build. He didn't put the weight on one person. He gave a message to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, but the message is forever going to be for humanity. You can set everything else around you you want. Humanity is the one that benefits from the message that went to the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And again, I don't think I'm saying nothing to anybody that ain't already known, but we talk, so sometimes we remind. Allah says to remind the believer. You know what I mean? So we remind each other, and a reminder is a benefit. This is what Allah says. So we need to remind our young, our old, our middle age, our men, our women, our boys, our girls, to live this life in a way to be an example. That we need to build, and we need to get in the trade of doing business for ourselves and prospering like everyone else do. We have to see it in that manner. If we don't, we shortchange our own selves. Nobody's taking nothing from us. The key is, what is it that we're not doing? What is it that we're supposed to be doing? And then go from there. And if we do it properly, we'll win every time. Let's take a PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360. This is Nate Muhammad. I'd like to read the announcements from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, president, founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-9-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Yes, once again, this is Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. So I want to continue where I left off. And I made the point that I was making the point. That is, I see a hand. I'm going to get your hand. I apologize that I didn't mention it, but 914-434, the mic's open.
As-salamu alaykum, Iman Bilal. This is Muhammad
Sharif. Yes, sir.
Yeah, before you went to the announcement, you said what we are not doing and what we should be doing. But I think the question is, although this community, everyone knows and well aware that we are not doing, we are not supporting one another.
That's right.
Not just us knows it. Almost everyone outside of us, all ethnic groups, and everyone knows that we are not supporting one another. So I guess that's why other ethnic groups say, why should we support them? That just doesn't make sense. So why should we support them if they don't support one another?
We're not going
to get out of the situation until we start supporting other people. I mean, support now.
Right.
No one else is going to support us. So what are your idea? What's your suggestion? What are your thoughts? How we can get our people to support each other?
Yes. Well, one of the things that I am doing, I'm working on, and I'm running here in the city. I'm not, thank Allah, I'm not a quitter. But it's a rumble that I believe that when Allah make you rumble through some, struggle through some, he is allowing you to see that you committed or you're not committed. So I'm glad to know that I've been rumbling for 17 years with a lawyer in the city that I didn't know was there, but I could see his hand, he worked. And he will take property from people and try to sell it. He hasn't been as successful to do that to me. I've watched them, the lawyers, I watched them take and do a thing. And as I go to court fighting for my property over these years, I watched them take homes from people that lived in them between 10, 30 years, or maybe $5,000. And that's one of the things that made me say, with this, what I'm doing, it pleases Allah, we will have a community office that will be in the community that the people will come to, be able to come to, be educated, or even if they didn't get a chance to be educated about us, if they find a problem with the sheriff sale type of situation for the city to take their properties, come to us and we will help them. Because there's some lawyers that be inside the government itself, supposed to be protecting interests, et cetera, and know how to fancy up the paperwork that people lose their houses for a few thousand. So my interest with this here property that I have and what the experience I've had in Slaughter is to actually build, tear this property down and build the industry in a manner that, if you can imagine, I have a property there now. I'll take it down. I want to take it down where there's a garage underneath, a first, second, third, and fourth floor. And we're talking about the back end right now, sizable, where the processing and everything will be done. On the lower level, there'll be a loading dock. There'll be where the meat come in. There'll be a section for a bakery. There'll be a section for a juice. Brother Nate Muhammad right here was, back in the day, you have Akbar Juice and all that. He was one of the best. So we're hoping that he or somebody he'll oversee will actually take that portion of the building. The second floor is where I want to do all beef. On the third floor, all lamb and goat. On the fourth floor, all poultry, turkey, chicken, et cetera. The beef, I calculate,
because I want to get to, prayerfully, within 1 year, 1 million pounds a week. Sounds like a lot, but you got companies that do that a day. They're large enough, they do that a day. So I want to do 1 million pounds a week. So that means one thing that I'm doing in our own community is building something with the help of brothers and sisters that are with me already, that we'll be building something collectively that will offer jobs, 100 jobs done right, 100 jobs the day we open. You know what I mean? And that's just in the processing plant area. I didn't count the bakery and the juice and what's on the front of the building, retail stores, et cetera. But the bottom line is this place intends to have it make a minimum of $1 million, a million pounds of meat per week. That $1 million translates to $1 million profit. One-fifth of that $1 million, $200,000, we want to put in investing in people who want to go in business. Those people who want to go in business, we invest in them. And while investing in them, they may have a business already, just need to be given the support for stock or whatever the case is, or upgrade their building. If not that, we want them to give us a 1 to 3 page brief business plan to tell us what they want to do. We'll take those who are professional from among us to do a feasibility study, because we may come to find out they want to be in one spot for what they have and that thing that they want, maybe $50,000. But we may see with the feasibility study, put it on another spot, which is more dynamic for growth, and they cost $200,000. We want to give them that one instead of the $50,000. Now, they'll pay it back over time, as the law says in the Quran, have the debtor pay it back by the way they can. I always tell people when I was meeting in the plan to use money, and I'm paying bills and it overcrowds me, I tell them to give me $100 payment per month. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I want $100, I'm going to try and give you $1,000 a month. But I want $100 that if everything go bad for me, I'm sure I got 10 people to give me $10 that I could pay the bill. So we want to do everything we can by the Quran. But at the same time, we want to build us up in business. Now, what will that do in our neighborhood? Putting something like that, identified, built by our people. It has some other people too, but basically, as I told some who want to get in and invest, that you got to know that even if you find the money for me, I said stick with me because I plan to build around the country if I can. But if you build with me in our community, we want our people there working. And that's the kind of agreements that they're supposed to have. So my point is, number one, we want to build in our community and show that it's an effort from among the African-American descendants of slaves to upgrade and do for self rather than not do anything and wind up hurting self. So that's the way I'm trying to do it, my brother. I'm trying to do it in a way, if Allah please, the ones that's around me, even if I'm out of the picture, they'll continue it and, you know, try to do it by stimulating. This is how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stimulated many of us. He showed us it can be done. So say, for instance, we're successful and we taking $200,000 a week after we get to that mark and we investing in our own people. Just $200,000, but that's enough to put quite a few people in business or restock or revamp their properties, business properties. And many other ways that we'll be helping people. But we got to do something together. We got to look like we did in the Nation of Islam. I don't mean FOI and them supporting each other. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, that's an excellent, what you call a long-range plan.
Yes.
But in the meantime, why you thought this takes time to build this up. You speak about a lot of
that's
money.
Right.
It takes time to build this up.
That's,
in the meantime,
I mean,
I'm saying we got the problem of we're not supporting one another. We going to any neighborhood that we are, and someone else, another ethnic group, own all the businesses, everything in our neighborhood,
I mean,
matter where we go, all over America.
Yes, sir.
So
you're right.
So that's the problem. And where we go, mm-hmm. and we are buying things and buying goods and services from everybody else, but we
that's
have a
right.
brother or sister got out of business, and we will not support that person, and they wind up going
yes.
out of business because we're not
that's
supporting
right.
them. So the long range plan is good, but how are we going to turn
yep.
our people around to start supporting one another immediately, you know,
right.
you know, daily?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
we'll never get to where you want to go in your long range plan.
Yes.
If we don't support another,
yeah.
other, we won't even be in the business. We won't have any type of business in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we could say, but it may be, I'm praying it's different because that's one of the goals is to create within a short period of time 1,000 businesses. And now that sounds crazy. But if we're at a point that we can produce $1 million profit per week, I'm sure it will stimulate somebody else that want to do what we're doing, who already have money also. We got people that handle millions of dollars and got it, sport players, et cetera, from among our people that can do their own or support somebody. The example got to be, remember what Allah says in the Quran about even following Muhammad the prophet. He's the best example.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to meet with me, I want to meet with Allah. All of us do. So my plan is my plan. Now I've got, let me say this here to you, and I know it's long range. I brought this property in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
I started. There's emails I know. Behind the door, they said, that ain't going to work. Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is why we got to have that unity we once had. How is it not going to work when it works for everybody else?
Work for everybody else.
That's right. And it worked when we was poorer in the days of the nation. So me as an individual, my brother, doing everything to say that this is for us and our people. And I've had Caucasians say, well, if I invest in an Oriental, yeah, he was Oriental. If I invest, will you do the same thing for me? Yeah, the only difference is, you can't open a business in our community. We have to put you in your community. Everybody get treated the same if they invest. That's when I was pushing to get 1,000 investors. I had the article in Muslim Journal. That's back when the Imam lived. And we had a brother that kind of talked it out of being in the paper. So we had something that would trip us up right in the community. No big thing. Allah is God. I'm not chasing money. Trust me, I'm not. What I'm chasing is that if we die there together and have something that could bankroll some things, we'll create that brotherhood again and sisterhood that actually can pull more things together than we know. I've talked to brothers who got land or know somebody with land that willing to put it up to be used for different things. So the people want to do it, but there got to be more of us talking about it, more of us doing it. And I'm bogged down, no question about it. But I'm using every bit of strength that I got to actually make it the household name for what we need to do to build. And again, I'm not saying send me money. I'm saying let's work together. You know what I mean? So I got a lawyer here. We're rumbling here. If need be, I'll sue the city for a nice amount. And when I say nice amount, I ain't talking about no millions. You know what I mean? In other words,
if
that's right, half a billion easy. Because if I calculate it right, and by any business, if I'm right that I could produce something that will give us $1 million a week profit, then count how many million that would be over a period of almost 18 years. Definitely 17 years have gone by already. And we'll be at a half a billion. I want to sue the city, but may have to. You know what I mean? And then that's something else that should be noised abroad. So we can see, let's get out of these streets. Let's just start loving each other, working with each other. And if you got a talent, our brothers that may do poetry, our brothers that rap or do songs, We need, there's a brother here that did music for years. I appealed to him some years ago. that we need him to start finding young people, Muslim or not, that will do lyrics that will clean, get all this calling women bees out of our face, so to speak, and everything. They wasn't ready. But God willing, we'll find somebody that will be. It might have to be some of the brothers that do the poetry, that talk and is able to make a picture with words. You know what I mean? So we need everything that we've had. We need studios, no question. We need to make movies and make them clean so we can show people how they should be living. Prospering in the movie, no robbery, no stealing, ain't getting drunk, ain't using drugs,
that's right,
ain't prostituting or none of that. We got Imam Muhammad said it this way: remake the world. That's what we were supposed to be on. Many of the imams, good imams, beautiful imams, we build a model community. They need to be educated. They need to become our professors. But many of them have lost where they're supposed to be at. And I don't mean with Allah. Make sure we're hearing me straight. I don't mean that. But they've walked away from gathering us together to the best idea. Arabic ain't the idea. Some want to see who know the most Arabic. Some of us want to dress like Arabs. The prophet told the people, his companions, if the people don't speak the language and they don't, you don't know their culture, don't change their culture, and let them teach each other. You just teach them the five principles, the five pillars. Mm-hmm. Let them teach each other. So we become almost like we want to be ours. We'll find it in the Quran that where we should be ours. Find it where the prophet said. Matter of fact, he told his companion, according to the hadith I read since 1973, in Bukhari and Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, said that if you get to a place and the people, the clothes that you wear, and talking to the brother, look like what these people, women wear, don't wear that. So now I got a couple of those. I wore them a couple of times when I get out of bed and I'm undressed. I just throw them on like a robe.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I ain't walking in the street with them. I ain't trying to be nobody else. I don't see nothing in Allah's language to tell us to be somebody else. Be yourself. That was one of the major teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Be yourself. Accept your own self. And let's, what is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim. I'm just as much Muslim as an Arab is. Matter of fact, the prophet said, well, every time the religion returns, it's going to return just like it came, to the ignorant people, to the most ignorant. Not ignorant because they're just ignorant, but the ones that people treated like was the low, yeah, downtrodden, low character people. That's us. So we've been favored. You know what I mean? But we need your help, my brother. If you see something and you think on it and you got something, you know what I mean, you can bring it to the table on AM 360. I'm Imam Wali Ayu Bilal every Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. standard time. And bring that. We need all of us. As a matter of fact, we're going to be working to do a Zoom next month, July sometime. We want to do a Zoom where people come in for us to do a convention to bring this about. Probably, you know, to build the model community, that is. And we need people that can be a part to help explain and suggest at a convention what we're doing, what we want to do together. So you're welcome. If you think you can, you know, you would feel like you would like to be a part of it, you're welcome to be. If you have any suggestions, you know, I mean, my number can be had, or contact AM360, and they got me as one of the hosts. So we can be reached, you know what I mean? And we need that opinion, that thought from everybody. This is ours to do. This is not mine. I'll do everything I can with what I got to make it work for us, though. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, this is still as our question is, when you go out in your neighborhood or anyone, we'll see, we're talking that we got people that's doing dawah, and that's the point there. Yeah. We're making all over America, we can all throughout this community, is show me the business that's in your neighborhood best friend by us. And that's a problem. It walk out the door, and we you go shopping or wherever, and you spend somebody else, another ethnic group, on all of our businesses and services in our community.
That's
our question. See, our children, our grandchildren, they're looking, say, Mommy, Daddy, Uncle, what do we own? Because everywhere the children come out, all they see the same thing. It's somebody else owning everything.
I mean, yes, you're right. And that's the problem. That's what make me say we want to create 1,000 businesses. Because when we came up, I'm 75. There were black businesses in our community in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Lots of them throughout the black community on major scripts, you know what I mean, they was calling them. And but after the nation, after Imam Muhammad, you start seeing no business, like you said. And our people, our youngsters, same ones you're talking about, probably in every city, I know they did it here in Philly, they can't wait till the place open. When they see somebody opening up that's from another nationality, they can't wait till they open to start spending their money in there. So, I believe every 10 blocks square, we should have our stores. Every 10 blocks square, not just one, but different type stores. We should have script malls that belong to us. We should have factories that belong to us. Might be making them down in the south, shipping north or north going south, west, whichever. But we got to have them, and we got to support them. And we got to bring this message back to life. What is that message? Love each other. Love each other and build. I mean, be yourself. Yeah. All right?
All right, Brother Graham. Thank you for taking my comments.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother, and you're welcome. If you all already have the information I gave, my email or whatever, you can find me through AM360. I'm sure they'll have my information as well. You know what I mean? But I appreciate you calling and getting on the same what you need to say. All right?
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, my brother. All right, somebody, don't forget to hit your one again so I can know you hung up just in case you want to get back on before we get out.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, my brother. Yes, sir. Oops. Let me go back.
But doesn't take you out. So I'm gonna hit it again.
Say it again. I hit the.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes you hit the one to take you out of the loop, but it out of the cue, but it doesn't take you out. You know, so.
Okay, well, touch it, and then I hit the other piece, and let somebody else. Thank you, my brother.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Yes, sir. Okay, now.
There's no God but God. And just the sun and moon out there and make day follow night, he put you together when you was in your mama's stomach. And he didn't make any mistake. And heaven on earth is at the feet of the mother. Do what your mama said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And make your days long and your years long. I'm the son of Mary Ilhaz Ramzagay. I was born in the D, 1750, down on Heidelberg. Mary went to P, and here I am. What can I say? Still here. Still here.
Still here. I got you.
Count your blessings. Count your blessings and remember the good old days.
That's right.
They ain't going to take care of these babies. And they're going to take care of you because this is push-button world now. Push the wrong button your ass out.
There you go.
And be conscious, man. Just stay alive. Do what your mama said do. And ikra, read, so you will know. Okay? Don't be hoodwinked and bamboozled. I like going back. Islam 101.
Yes, sir.
Even... And says signs and symbols are for the conscious mind. Read. And don't get crossed out. Remember the old spiritual on the hill far away stood the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. But I love that cross because it was stained by the blood. Jesus.
There you go.
Hey, but hang loose. Because
yes,
we didn't evolve now. We didn't evolve now. They didn't put the book said he's a black man of man of copper color and hair like sheep's wool, but they got another image on the cross.
Oh yeah, you know, but that's okay. I'll allow work to us. That's right.
Yes, he
does. Right.
But it's so crazy now. I'm talking about kids can't be kids.
Yeah.
Do a lot, stay alive and read. I got a whole lot of I remember when, you know.
I mean, yes, yeah.
And don't let somebody else's problem be your problem. Because the problem solver ain't through with you yet. Take care of these babies because they're going to take care of you. And read because this is a pushback world now.
Yes.
It ain't hard out there. Just do the right thing. And you don't hurt
do the
what
right.
you love.
That's right.
And pick
That's
your
right.
people and don't let people pick you. Well, I'm rambling
That's
now.
Right.
What they call that babbling?
No, you are sounding good, my brother.
But our history is in our muse. Curtis Mayfield, New World Order. Marvin
That's
Gaye
right.
said, let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
And
That's right.
Mercy. Hey, it's a, just read.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. And you will know. And got a whole lot I remember when.
Yes, sir.
Just count the
blessings. That's a fact.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. Yes. That's a fact.
It ain't hard.
All right.
I'm talking about read. I'm talking about the Bible and the Constitution. So how you going to be red, white, and blue, and black and brown, too?
I
look at it. When James Brown got on the grip with the King Mike came on, married Bruce Wayne's shoes daughter.
That's right.
Bought the rights to the Beatles music and Elvis music, and said fairy tales I don't enjoy. I'm a big boy now.
There you go.
You're down the road.
That's right. We got the history in us. All we got to do is live it.
It ain't hard.
No, it ain't
just
hard. We got to
count your blessings and do the right thing.
Right now,
they get tired of living.
Yeah, how about that? At a young age.
Mother is the first teacher, but they learn what they see, picture language.
Yes, sir.
Look at that teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, hang in there and then stay up and don't let somebody else's problem be yours because the problem solver ain't through with you yet. And man means mind. A thinking individual.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Use your mind and don't let somebody else's problem be yours.
That's right.
Islam.
That's a fact.
I am.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Mr. One.
It's long.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So be safe and stay alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You too, my brother. Prayerfully, we all be meeting in the work one day. All right.
I used to. At 72.
Oh, you're the youngster,
If the light bulb go out in my apartment, I call the maintenance man.
I got you. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You got it like that. Hey, and don't forget, you're a youngster, man. You're born in 50.
Hey, I kind of Every day is the first day of the rest of your life.
You better know it. That's how I feel. Hey, listen. My father used to read the Bible as they did to us back then. And for some reason, ever since I was about, I wanted to be 150. I'm halfway there. And I knew that we could get it done if we just keep on going. You know what I mean?
It ain't hard. But you got to eat right.
You got to
eat. You are what you eat. That's when you go back to the old school.
Okay. You better know it. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, boy. I'm talking about.
All right.
Yep. Okay, be safe and count your blessings.
I mean, every day. You better know it.
And take care of these babies.
That's what we got to do, man. No question. Leave them with something. Yeah. All right, then, my brother.
Okay, hang in there and don't sweat the small stuff.
That's right. Let it go on by.
And time take care of everything.
You better know it. That's a fact. That is the fact. All right, hit one on your phone, and that'll take you out. That way, if you want to hit it again and jump back in, we got a couple minutes, and I'm getting ready to do the PSA.
Islam.
I mean, Islam, my brother. All right.
I'm out now, ain't it?
Yes, sir. No, you got
Am
to
I out?
Go. No, you ain't out yet. I'm still seeing you. Maybe the ones ain't working because the brother before you, his didn't go out either yet. But I just switched from the mic to the earphone. That switches it. But we're going to end right here. We pray, Allah, that everybody do well. Let us work for a better life. No question, we live in the life, but let's work for a better life among our people. And love each other for the sake. I don't like to say for the sake of Allah because Allah wants us to do it. That ain't even my term. You know what I mean? So, inshallah, Wednesday, 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you next week if you do. You want to make a 3 minutes.
Peace be with you and welcome into Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, particular as a state. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum, it's Nate Muhammad again with some announcements. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Fuel for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, founder and CEO of Bilal's Inc. And co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish communities by doing for self, to build them out of community. Connect at am360.org at 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live, speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org's parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave listener comment at 910-317-0297. And thank you, and that's the announcements.
Yes.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Thank you again, Nate Muhammad. I want everybody that's listening, please excuse me. I looked at the time wrong. I thought it was saying I had three to two minutes left, and I got actually 18 minutes left. So if anybody still want to say something, you're welcome to touch the one on your phone so I know it's there, and I'll pull you back in. Touch your phone if you've already been on. Touch it to take the one off that's on it, so I'll know that you're hitting it again. But as I was stating, we as a people, when we match what everything, all the things that we have lived through and we read about and we seen of our life as a people here in America, there's nothing, no body of people, I'm not saying no individuals, but no body of people the size of us here in America, African Americans, descendants of slaves, that has the experiences that we have. And those experiences, if you study them, you see God walking us through. Allah is walking us through these dark valleys and others. If it was up to the world of man, we'd never be free. Allah created us in a special way. I like to tell people, I don't see the white man as the one that made us slaves. I'm not mad at him. You know, and I ain't been mad. I try to stay away from mad. Mad don't belong with human beings. You know, he could be a mad dog. He got sick or whatever, whatever. But the human, no, we don't get mad. Thinkers. If we do something while we're mad, it may harm everything we're doing for ourselves and others. And that others could be large in numbers. So we could have an idea that's going to help a lot of people. It might be just for you and your family that you destroyed. So we have to be able to think based on all that we know. And what we do know is that Allah has been with us. Whether we say God, whether we say Allah, whether we say the Creator, you know when you're saying it who you're talking about or what you're talking about. The entity is too big for us to grasp, but we can see his work all the time, no question about it. When we look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in our lives, what he taught us about being yourself, do for self, those things was right on time for the people of that time. My father, when I told him, Dad, you ain't got to worry about me getting in no trouble doing this, whatever. He said, Son, that sounds good. Getting ready to take a sip of coffee. He said, what made you do that? I mentioned Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He acted like he was choking. Spit that coffee out. Son, what made you follow that man? I said, you did. He said, I ain't never told you to follow him. I said, no, Dad. What you've been teaching me all my life, he's talking about all the time. He's pulling people together to do that. And before my father died, he did say, I was away. I had did a little time in prison. And he came to visit me. He said, Son, I've never seen people as good as the people of the Nation of Islam. He said, they treat you so well, and they want to do things for self. And that was his thing.
That's his name.
Doing for self. Taking care of your women, taking care of your children, being responsible. So we just have to be the image. As I was saying earlier about the prophets being spoken by Allah in the Quran, he says he is the best example. So the human being is to be an example. You ain't got to be a show-off, be an example. Somebody see you from a distance. I know a lot of people that say, man, I like the way the Muslims look. And I'm not talking about with all the garb and everything. I don't hear compliments for that.
They see the attitude.
They see that. That's right. When they see the character, the attitude, that's decent, it's caring.
Yeah.
Then that's what people want. Humanity.
Yeah.
Want.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But for our own people, we got to put that in front. And as the two questions of the brothers, the statements of the brothers that they did call in, very much appreciate that. And pray that we all live to see each other,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that we find ourselves working together to build what need to be built, what need to be established. And it ain't hard for us. We know that. We've been there. We've been here doing what we're doing. But we need all of us involved. And I'm asking and praying that everybody that can look out for a program, a Zoom, that we want to do sometime in July. I would like those of a community-wide shore conference to be the hosting the Zoom itself, even though it'll be all of ours to participate in. And the purpose of it, building the model community. How do we see it? In other words, what do we see that needed? I know some things, but I ain't going to make it like I know everything. I know the basics to get started, but there are people that are in that basic that can tell us exactly what's needed to be started. So it takes us to build collectively. Take us to work together. My interest is really helping any way that I can, but to build this industry where there's millions of dollars that will come and help put into what we want to build. And we're not going to talk about building it this year. It may happen, but we should be talking this year to prepare to build next year, to begin establishing. We need land. So as I've said, when you think of land, you need people that know land. In other words, the health of the land. Is it environmentally safe to build on the land that we want to build on? Because somebody may sell us some land that they've been dumping poison underneath. So we need somebody that knows the difference. That's not me. I understand there's a difference. I understand there's some land you shouldn't build on. There's some land you shouldn't grow nothing in. You shouldn't have livestock on. I understand that. But do I know how to tell the difference? No, not really. But there are people, they specialize in that. Then we need realtors, because we know we got brothers and sisters with land, family members that got land that they might want to utilize, and that become a part of their, you know, some have to be constructed that is part of theirs or purchased or whatever for us to build it. If we want to put 1,000 acres of land somewhere and put 1,000 houses on each, you know, on the whole plot, each one of them having an acre, and we fix the homes that they house at least five people. Those five people mean that we got 5,000 people living in that community, living in that section. I'm not the one to decide that. We, all of us talking about it, looking at it. When we talk about building a model community, you got to have educational facility. You got to have religious facility. You have exercise facility. I mean, to live a life. Malls, strip malls right there. Not where you got to keep just driving way out of the way, but shouldn't be too far away. So what do we need for that? What type of businesses? And as the brother mentioned, we have no business that identify us. And they're bold enough today. This year here, 2023, we hear more than ever before that our neighborhoods, talking about the African-American descendant of slaves, are food deserts, meaning we can't even feed ourselves. If some catastrophe happens, we don't have markets of our own to sell food to ourselves. But there's a lot of things we ain't got that we need to sell to ourselves. But we got to sell the idea back to us to stop killing and let's start living. Talk to our young. If we got guns in the house, secure them even better. Because you don't want to find out your child went out and shot somebody else's child. That's, you know, they got to spend the rest of time, rest of their life in prison or whatever the case may be. You don't want that. And we have to stop the killing that's going on, and we can't stop it. Years ago when I was on a radio program, there was a brother called in. My mother can't even walk the street. How are you the man and your mother can't walk the street? Go down there and talk to them. In other words, the men got to do what we're supposed to do. Don't carry no gun. Don't go down there and cause a scene that you get locked up. But we have to talk to the people. We have to shut this thing down. Who giving us guns? And if that ain't your thing, don't go out and be no hero.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just you know, it's easier in some places than it is in other places. But bottom line is, we got to touch that. We got to straighten that up. We got to bring people to their senses that, look, the only thing going to stop us from just dying off in that manner is we stop it from coming in our neighborhood. And these are not other people killing us direct. Somebody else might be giving us a weapon, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying we shouldn't have guns to protect ourselves, but we should definitely not have a problem protecting ourselves against each other or our children against each other. That shouldn't be a problem with us, you know what I mean? And I don't even think I'm hearing it's not even about gangs and money and stuff like that, but it's just for some reason a young man gets scared of another young man and don't know why. We have to change that. And as I said, we, those of us that have been around for some time, we have to know, we have to look at it and recognize our own history. As I say, I'm 75. We didn't kill each other back then. We got in some fist fights, and usually when the fight is over, we become best of friends. Yeah, you know what I mean? So today, our youngsters, many of them don't know how to fight. So they go to the gun. You know what I mean? And plus, part of these games that they've been putting out over the years is about shooting guns. Could be a part of that, too. Yeah,
those video games.
Video games, that's right. So we have to look and not bring anything into, let anybody bring anything into our homes. And our homes is more than just the house we live in. Our home is our neighborhood, our community, our neighbors, our families, our friends. Stranger move in the neighborhoods. We want to know that. I mean, you don't want to question him like he don't belong in there, but you need to know what he bringing. But he should know also from you what he coming into. You know what I mean? So yeah, or she. You know what I mean? So we got to improve our community. That's the whole thing I'm saying there. We got to improve our community. We can't, you know, back in the day, and first we wouldn't let the police come in and just shut down things. We was able to shut things down.
We got to get that back.
And the police officer would tell those who got punished by us, look, the Muslims don't bother you unless you're doing something wrong. So that's what happened in Philly, as they're trying to make Philly look like it's just the worst place. No, it's not.
It's all over the country.
That's all over the country, but this was never the worst place. You know,
all metropolitan area.
Yeah. It had that kind of problem. That's right. But we have to see ourselves building, working together, moving things across the country, doing business. And what is it that can be made? What is it that Allah bless other men to make, to be used in a community for sale, to make money off of, to live a good life that we can't make? But we got to come together. Technology is in our hands just like it's in anybody else's hands. When we put our hands on the right thing and work together, it'll multiply through our children, through our families. Businesses of our own, we should see one day. We should be looking up and see at least one in every 10 block square. We should have business. And I know right here in Philly, we used to have so many, but one time I went just to find bananas. I could have got them anywhere, but I wanted to find a store that was one of us. And I traveled from one end of town, West Philly, went down North Philly, and started going further north. And couldn't find none. And then when I finally thought I seen some, when I saw brothers out there working with, wind up being Korean, I go in and I pick up some bananas to put on the scale, and he got it up there where the cashier, the Korean, was going to cheat me. You know what I mean? He put some more bananas on there to charge me. And then after I caught it, he took the other bananas off and gave me the right, you know, pay for the right weight. I said, that's how you do me, huh? You don't have to worry about me coming in. You know what I mean? So we have to put things back in. But we can't do it just doing it in a way to just say, let's just come together. No, let's spread the word. Let's wake our own people up to what we're supposed to be doing for each other, working together, building together. They say this is a black community. Now they're trying to say gentrify. We should gentrify the community. Gentrification only means beautify your community. You know, remodel, paint, whatever need to be done. But we have to give more attention to our young. We have to give attention to our women. We have to give protection and attention to both of them. You know what I mean? So collectively, we have to do it. No one of us can do this by ourselves. But we take our ideas and start implementing where we at. And in time, Allah will pull us all together. Most of us can be found in a mess just somewhere. You know what I mean? So we have to see ourselves in a manner that we know we can build. And we got proof. We got history. We can build together. So I thought we was leaving off a little earlier, a moment ago. We got a few more minutes, just a few more minutes. So if anybody want to say something quickly, you're welcome to chime in by touching the one on your phone. And we'll hear what you have to say. Nate, do you want to add anything? Okay. So the heat is getting ready to come. Summer's coming. We definitely need to be talking to our young, because we don't want to hear about all of the killings that's going to be regular, because heat brings that kind of thing out of somebody. We don't want the police attacking our children. So that means we got to have a visual presence for that, a relationship. But the most important, one of the things we got to do is we got to start doing for self, opening businesses, being a part of the contributing factor to our neighborhood with wealth. Our schools, the ones that's in our neighborhood, as the brother mentioned earlier, they don't give to the children in our neighborhood for their little school programs or anything like that. That's one of the things that everybody that come in our neighborhood to make money is supposed to do, contribute something back to the neighborhood, do some good in the neighborhood. If it's to help the recreation center so they'll have the children to have a place to play, they don't do that. If it's to give something, some kind of contribution to the schools that all our children go to, they don't do that. So we don't push them to do anything. They're not pushed by the council people in town that makes them come together with this agreement. Many times they have them, they don't even pay no attention. Developers come in our neighborhood. They promise they're going to put African-Americans to work. They don't put them to work. They're working to keep away from them, but they don't put them to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we have to do it.
Well, yeah, they got new people to put to work. They're pushing us right out.
You know,
they're pushing us to us.
Yeah, that's right. And we have to watch that. We have to know that's a reality, and we have to stay away from. So I've got the 90-second sound. I'm ready to close. I pray a lot that we can get together again next week, bring your information, your discussion, this particular program, AM360, the Halal Industry Do For Self. This is our conversation. So if you have something that you want to bring to share that you think will help us do things better, please bring your information. So we got 60 seconds, so I'm going to end it. You all on the board here by phone number next week, Wednesday, between 5 and 7 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate the comments, the questions, the statements from all those who had it. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline.